The mole had been working very hard all the morning, spring cleaning his little home. First with brooms, then with dusters, then on ladders and steps and chairs, with a brush and a pail of whitewash, till he had dust in his throat and eyes, and splashes of whitewash all over his black fur, and an aching back and weary arms. Spring was moving in the air above and in the earth below and around him, penetrating even his dark and lowly little house with its spirit of divine discontent and longing. It was small wonder then that he suddenly flung down his brush on the floor and said, "Bother!" and "Oh, blow!" and also "Hang spring cleaning!" and bolted out of the house without even waiting to put on his coat. Something up above was calling him imperiously, and he made for the steep little tunnel which answered in his case to the gravel carriage drive owned by animals whose residences are nearer to the sun and air.
It was cold. So terribly cold. Snow was falling and it was almost dark. Evening came on, the last evening of the year. In the cold and the gloom, a poor little girl, bareheaded and barefoot, was walking through the streets. In her old apron she carried several packages of matches, and she held a box of them in her hand. No one had bought any from her all day long, and no one had given her a single farthing. Shivering with cold and hunger, she crept along, a picture of misery. Poor little girl.
One day, when he was out walking, he came to an open place in the middle of the forest, and in the middle of this place was a large oak tree. And, from the top of the tree, there came a loud buzzing noise. Winnie the Pooh sat down at the foot of the tree, put his head between his paws, and began to think. First of all, he said to himself,
"That buzzing noise means something. You don't get a buzzing noise like that, just buzzing and buzzing, without its meaning something. If there's a buzzing noise, somebody's making a buzzing noise. And the only reason for making a buzzing noise that I know of is because you're a bee." Then he thought another long time and said, "And the only reason for being a bee that I know of is making honey." And then he got up and said, "And the only reason for making honey is so as I can eat it." So he began to climb the tree. He climbed and he climbed and he climbed. And as he climbed, he sang a little song to himself. It went like this.
"Isn't it funny how a bear likes honey? Buzz, buzz, buzz. I wonder why he does."
Then he climbed a little further, and a little further, and then just a little further. By that time, he had thought of another song.
"It's a very funny thought that if bears were bees, they'd build their nests at the bottom of trees. And that being so, if the bees were bears, we shouldn't have to climb all these stairs."